I want to continue. I'm going back to our text again. I want to continue, and I'm not going to keep you long tonight. I don't plan to. If, you know, sometimes the teacher come on me and I don't want to quit, but I will quit tonight. Proverbs chapter 4. And in verse 20, I'm going to read this from the King James. If y'all can put that up, be fine. If not, y'all go ahead and follow us in your Bible. You got your Bible there, your phone, iPads, and stuff. Proverbs 4:20. I want to read this one again. Notice what he said. My son, attend to my words. Do what? We found out that attending to his word is doing what? Paying attention, putting it first. And then he said, other words, I remember. I tried some stuff when I was a kid. Probably some of you did too. And I remember. Mother, sometimes they would go to town. Sometimes she had something on the stove cooking that back in the old days we used a wood stove. And this particular time, she would tell us to attend to that what she had on the stove so it wouldn't burn. But one day I came in and it had some coals in the stove. And I put some wood in it, it wouldn't catch up, and I wanted to cook me something to eat. So I didn't know any better. I would get me a quick fire. I pulled that gas in that stove. And when I stuck that match to it, all the eye went flying through the air. And in the stove, you know, you got a storage department where you put your pots and pans in, you know, between the eyes, somewhere down there. I don't know where it was. That thing blew them pans and stuff around. So I didn't say a word. I gathered up the eyes and put them back in place. And you know, mother is real particular. She put stuff in place. She expects for it to be like that. It blew that stuff around. She said, who been messing with my pants? I didn't say a word. I never told her. I tried to start me a quick fire and blew them. Amen. But you know what? That was my first and only. I never tried to light a fire anymore with gas in the stove. I didn't. Amen. Thank God it didn't blow the house up. But anyway, that wasn't quite attending to what was on the stove too well. Amen. But anyway, the Bible said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my what? Saying. Incline thy ear to my saying. I'm going to read this from the New King James so I can get there. Now listen how it reads. My son, that's New King James. My son, give attention to my word. Give attention to my word. Pay attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. God has some sayings. And we went over this last week. The sayings of God is absolute. It's the truth. And I'm just going to do a few of them tonight. And he said his sayings We are to pay attention to them. We are to incline our ear to them. And we do not let them depart from what? Our eyes. But we do what? Keep them in the midst of our hearts. Our heart. Why? For they are, notice what they are? They are life for those that find them and help to all their flesh. Then in John Gospel, chapter 6 and 3, you might already know that, but we can turn there. John Gospel 6:63. And this is what it says. I'm reading, still reading from the King James. I'm going to read this from the King James. 6:63. It is a spirit that what? Quickens. And that word quicken what? Make alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? And they're life. Notice, my son, attend to my words, incline that ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life, life, life to those that find them. Notice what they are. Life to those that find them. And what help? To all thine flesh. We have an adversary, we have an enemy, we have an opponent, evil one, who comes to do what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. And he's constantly seeking ways to deceive with deception, with trickery, with fear, with doubt, and all the other stuff, unbelief, to lure us away, to put pressure on us, to make us not, to make us back off and not be consistent with the word, and to bring up doubt in our mind that this word won't work, and get in fear about it, and then you know, once you get in fear, you don't even know what to do. You're just in fear. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Then you do the panic prayer. And that don't work. Amen. And we all have been faced with those situations. But we need to know what the word says. That's why we pay attention to it. The one that's trying to bring the pressure on them, I'm going to turn to another scripture and read it. And Ephesians chapter 6. I want you to listen to this. See, when you know the word, that's why he want you. It's 6 and 10. Ephesians 6 and 10. Actually, I want to get just below that. That's why he wants to bring deception, pressure, distraction, fear, so you don't act on the word, but you want to plant this word deeply, firmly, and deeply in your heart. Like he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you what richly. You plant this deeply and firmly, deeply in your heart. So when these things come, you have a foundation. You have something to withstand. And this particular scripture is talking about the armor of God. Arm yourself, dressing yourself, putting on the whole armor of God. But here's what I want to point out. Because see, and then notice once you dress yourself with armor, he said, pray in all ways. But we're talking about the sayings of God.